All right, thank you so much for staying with me as we work towards building community, as we also test our knowledge and our memory. Because remember now, the quiz comes on Friday. That's the way we've done it in the past, and we're bringing it back to you. We're going to bring back this song, and I'm going to have two others, again, by Michelle Legrand. And I will feature those before Friday, which means on Thursday I'll probably bring two more of his songs to you. And so whether I bring one more to you or two more to you, for a total of either two or three, I'm going to feature all, whatever I will have featured throughout the week, I'm going to bring back on Friday, and I will give you the quiz at that time. You got to be ready to answer my questions. All right, so here we go. This is what else I've been wanting you to listen to, because this is going to tie in with a very important event that will be occurring this week in the Garden City.
John walks across the same bridge on his way home. He is surrounded by the sights and sounds of a busy port city. John likes to watch the boats come and go and dreams of having his own boat to explore his homeland in the Philippines. His family lives in a very poor area along the waterway. Rows of shanties litter the shoreline where trash and debris collect. John's family doesn't live in one of the shacks. They can't afford to. They live under the bridge, along with six other families. John, his parents, and four siblings live on a wooden platform suspended between the concrete girders. The space is so small that John can't even stand up. His parents have tried their best to make this tiny space livable, but this is not the kind of life his mother wants for them.
Kaso lang magtitis kasi hindi namin kaya magpapalo.
So paano kayo kumikilos doon?
Nakagapang.
Kayo ba'y nakakatayo?
Okay. Nakagapang, tuhod, nilalakad.
So gaano kalaki yung nasa loob na higaan ninyo?
Pahaba yan hanggang doon.
So it's really difficult for them living inside because they couldn't stand up and they just crawl in and crawl out. So most of the time they stay outside. They only went up, go up when it's time to sleep.
For John, it's normal to live without things most people take for granted, like a safe, warm house with all the conveniences. It's a hard life for a child. The worst part is not having enough food. John tries not to think about how hungry he is most of the time. Instead, he helps his family scavenge for plastics and other recyclables under the bridge. The money they make from selling the items is the only income the family has. On a good day, they will bring in around $2.
It's really not enough for their daily needs. In fact, her kids sometimes go to school without the stomach, and it's really hard for her husband to earn every day because there are also lots of families who are also scavenging in the area, and sometimes her husband comes home empty-handed.
Most of the time, the only food they have is a small pot of rice to divide among themselves. The children huddle around Christina as she cooks on a small fire next to the bridge. They watch and wait patiently for their one meal today. Tomorrow, there will be more questions of what the family will do for food. It's a scary thing for a child to worry about where his next meal is coming from or when he will eat again. At night, John and his family settle into their makeshift shelter and go to sleep with the roar and vibrations of the traffic overhead. Christina dreams that life will get better for them and her children will have a chance for a brighter future.
It really breaks her heart and she's very sad about their situation, that her children has to go through this. Her only hopes is that all her children can finish their studies, and that's the only way they think that can bring them out from the hardship poverty.
Feed the Children is reaching out to families like Christina's, providing hot, nutritious meals to hungry children through school feeding programs. It's a simple solution that makes a life-changing difference. You can be a part of helping children like John and his siblings. Join with Feed the Children and give the gift of food to a hungry child.
Feed the Children. And this is the reason I wanted to share that with you. Feed the Children is teaming up with several organizations right here in the Augusta area to help feed the children. As a matter of fact, this Thursday, November 15th, Feed the Children is going to be delivering a semi-tractor trailer full of food and essentials to help local children who are in need. Tell you who's going to really be helping with that. A company that has really come through with generosity in a big way, a huge way. Teleperformance. Teleperformance right here in Augusta. And they're partnering with Feed the Children to help feed the children. Each year, Teleperformance employees give into a fund, and they arrange for Feed the Children to bring food, water, and other life essentials to local families who live in poverty. Teleperformance staff and volunteers, along with 12 AmeriCorps Vistas, Volunteers in Service to America, and you've heard them on our program many times before, United Way staff will be on hand in the Teleperformance parking lot to help distribute over 20,000 pounds of food and essential hygiene items to many, many families right here, families with children, to include veterans and military families experiencing the effects of poverty in Richmond, Columbia, and Burke counties. I want to thank these groups for helping us with what they're doing. Helping our children. And of course, when you help the children, you are definitely helping their parents. Thank you so much. Teleperformance, the world's leading provider of outsourced CRM and contract center services. Feed the Children, since 1979, consistently ranked as one of the largest international charities in the United States. United Way of the CSRA for over 80 years, playing a key role in the CSRA, identifying and funding and administering effective community programs, and AmeriCorps Vista Project Unite, continuing to be a successful regional capacity building program with strong outcomes, helping to increase the impact of national service on community needs and fighting poverty throughout Richmond County. So much. You know, you all hear me say this often, and it's true. Yes, there is a lot going on that causes us concern, that causes us stress, that causes us grief. But there is so much good going on, too. Yes, so much good going on. We can't overlook it. Let's celebrate it. Back in a few.